decrease the amount of time that you are allowing to pass between an idea and your execution of that idea. If there's any skill that you focus on in this year, that will be a profound one. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I love this reminder that the less time we allow to pass between our idea and our execution of that idea, the better. If you know you should work out, don't put it off till 3 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon after the kids go to bed. Do it as soon as you can. If you think to yourself, oh, I need to do better. I need to eat better. I had a rough day. That last choice wasn't a good choice. Decrease the amount of time between idea and execution. In the consistency course, teach this shift that was so profound for me around food, but it really applies to everything that I want to get to my next great choice as fast as possible. In my past, I would make a choice that wasn't a good choice, that wasn't aligned with my health, that wasn't aligned with my goals, that didn't make me feel good. And then I'd almost use that to justify more choices that weren't aligned with my goals, as illogical as that is. It's like I would have a cookie or a donut at work and then think, oh, well, I blew the whole day, so I might as well have XYZ. I might as well get this out of my system. I might as well have the drink that I wanted to have. And it doesn't make any sense. So what I started trying to do is just very simply get to my next great choice as fast as possible. If I had the donut at work, I want to get to a good, healthy, motivating, momentum-building choice as fast as possible. Maybe that's going for a walk around the building. Maybe it's having some protein. Maybe it's drinking some water. Maybe it's checking in with an accountability partner. Making my next meal. You want to get to your next best choice as fast as possible, which is hand in hand with this idea of decrease the amount of time between an idea and execution. So often we struggle because we put it off and then we get to the end of our day and we feel like we don't have time or we don't have energy or both. But if we got better at doing things when the idea strikes, we'd get more done. I practice this all the time with laundry. How many times have you walked past the laundry basket and thought, I need to do laundry? Or walked past the sink and thought, I need to load up the dishwasher? Or walked past the dishwasher and thought, oh yeah, I need to empty that? Decrease the amount of time between that idea and the execution of the idea. So when I think, oh, I need to throw in a load of laundry tonight. Nope, I need to do it now. Right now, when I'm here, as I'm seeing it, walking past it, I have the 35 seconds that it takes. I'm going to do it now. Because I'll forget later or something else will come up and it won't get done. So this is a powerful skill that's really going to align with your pursuit of consistency, decrease the amount of time between idea and execution. And while we're thinking of it, Strong Foundations launches tonight. Sign up now and you can still join us this evening. Even if it's late, you can get the replay. We officially kick off on January 8th, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. Decrease the amount of time between idea and execution. If you've been thinking about it but haven't done it, this is your last chance. I'll see you tomorrow.